Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Went down to Timber Alley.
See what was going on. That's Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's coming up on 17 years where we've been imposing and grateful to him for his abiding support of small businesses everywhere, and with his research, his absolutely gold standard, preeminent the report that everybody turns to, the small NFIB index or small business optimism, has finally got some optimism, folks, and so that's the December report, Bill, is really good news. We talked about the fact that it went up 10 points, to blowing right by 100 points on the index.
And way by it.
Where it had been in the 92, 93, 94 range for 8 years. So let's get into the internals a little bit. I predicted, Bill, that even though the economy was going to grow, that the growth equals jobs symbiosis has been changed forever.
Yeah, that could be.
So sure. I don't think you're going to be able to say, "Oh, the economy's going at 3%. That means we're going to have, you know, going to be a direct correlation to more jobs." Technology right. is changing that.
Exactly.
And you're seeing that. Are you not seeing that in your report?
Well, you know, it's going to take a longer term analysis of the data to figure that out. But I mean, basically, I think that. Even though we might see some 3% and 4% quarters now, you know, when things start picking up and we get some good policies, you're right. You know, it's not going to generate the same kinds of jobs per dollar of new GDP that we saw, say, in the 1983 expansion. It is a different world.
Mm-hmm.
So the job growth, you know, will probably be less. And the other thing we have to keep in mind is that, you know, looking again, comparing it to the last really bad, you know, expansion recovery in 83, at that point in time, we had very high unemployment and a lot of excess capacity in the economy to help us surge ahead, which we did, averaging 4.5% GDP growth for the whole expansion. But this time, we're starting this optimism period having grown, you know, groaningly at 2%. For 8 years,
mm-hmm.
so we don't have the excess supply of labor or the excess capacity in our factories and businesses that we had at the beginning of that one. So we may not be able to, you know, get that kind of a surge.
Well, the other thing is we've learned how to do more with less.
Yep,
and that includes our systems. That includes our technology. And so over the years, people have been able to morph from human dependency to technological dependency, and there's more of that in those innovations out there. And so as we grow, I think we're going to grow. I think the economy is going to grow, but I think people are going to be more judicious and have more options in how they leverage that growth, how they take advantage of that growth, how many people and how many machines they buy.
Yeah.
Which is going to be good for CapEx, isn't it?
Well, it will, and it will continue to change the nature of the job market, of course, which is always changing.
Well, and your index showed that spending is up on capital analysts.
Whoops,
right?
I lost you there.
I said capital spending is up 8 points, right? In November.
Oh yeah, well, that's the good news. You know,
yeah.
I didn't think we'd see a jump that quickly. Part of that, I think, you know, is a jump that we see. Every year in the last couple of months. I mean, that was a big jump really in November and December. You could say, wow, that was right after the election. It was, but it jumps for those 2 months every year because of the tax stuff that's going on.
Right,
so,
right.
But it's a bigger increase than we normally see. That's the good news. And, of course, most important, along with that, we saw the 5-point jump and the percent who plan to make capital outlays. Now, that's the key,
mm-hmm.
you know, going forward, because in this last expansion, you know, one of the real laggards in the expansion was the capital spending by large and small firms.
Right.
They just weren't doing it.
That's right.
They weren't investing.
And that's and if they and the good news though, Bill, if there's if there's deferred maintenance, if we're behind the curve on upgrading, that's going to be good for the economy if people feel they're justified in investing, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
But let's move over quickly to inventories, because I want to make sure we talk about this before we go to the break. You point out in here that the selling prices, that the inventory gains was up 6 points from the previous report, and you said here that as long as those inventories are built to meet rising consumer demand and not
right.
maybe not dropping consumer demand. I also read a report that cars, new cars and parts inventories are backing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about any of that?
Well, you know, it looks like car demand is staying pretty good. So, you know, that's the good news. The reason you don't let you worry about inventory bills is that if the inventory builds up but you don't sell it, then, of course, you produce
right.
less than the next period because you don't need the inventory.
Right.
And that slows the economy down. But if, you know, the inventory build is there because spending is coming back, and so you get rid of these inventories, that's the good news, and then we continue to replenish that supply. And that
well, that's what I'm worried about is if our inventories are building in anticipation of growth and improved consumer sentiment, but something happens. You know, we get some kind of a black swan event.
Oh, sure.
That's the one nervous thing about this report is the inventories. Hold on to that thought. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, and I will come back. I'm going to ask Bill about inflation. Is he worried about that? And what does he think are going to be the next policy decisions that the Trump administration and Congress will make that will help you and me? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.